My dear friends, we have just begun the Lenten season, and we are invited to be along with Jesus, walking, entering into the desert. What will we find in the desert? The same Jesus found, and that is wild beasts, temptation, angels. That is the message of Lenten season. But beyond all that, we are to meet a deepest truth regarding ourselves and a closer encounter with God's will. And that's the main aim of this Lenten season. To encounter God Himself, to be renewed by Him. Wonderful promises have been uttered, and they will be fulfilled in our lives if we really open wide the gates of our heart and receive God's Word and God's Spirit. I like so much that expression at the beginning of this gospel. The Spirit drove Christ out into the desert. We know so many drives. Sometimes we are driven by greed, by lust. Sometimes we are driven by despair or anger. And it is good news. It is great to realize that there exists the drive, the thrust of the Spirit. The scene of today's Gospel follows immediately after the baptism of the Lord. He was baptized, and at once, the Spirit drove him out into the desert. The obvious, the logical consequence of being baptized is being driven by the Spirit, being guided by Him. The Spirit wants to guide us, wants to move us forward, encountering God's will and practicing God's will, obeying God's will and preaching God's will. It was thus in the life of Jesus Christ, our Master, and we, His servants, are called to follow His path, which means we are called to hear the same voice, the same inner voice, and to experience the same inner thrust of the Spirit. Lent is a time of renewal, and we are to be renewed in the Spirit, to be guided by the Spirit, to be transformed by the Spirit. The Spirit will lead us to a new stage. I know that there is a big contrast between the usual image we have about the Spirit and the concrete things we find along the road. I mean, if we think of the Spirit leading us, of course, we think of a very spiritual life, and we think of the gifts of the Spirit and all sorts of marvelous experiences. Probably a real flood of bliss and sanctity, a new harmony, taking over every bit of our life. And that should be that ought to be so enjoyable. And it is a sort of paradox that the Spirit was leading Jesus. The Spirit was driving him out. And the first destination was the desert. And the desert, the wilderness, is a place of lacking everything. It's a place of hunger and thirst. It's the place where wild beasts dwell. It's the place of temptation. How is it that the Spirit is guiding Jesus and in some sense is pushing him into that situation of trial, of difficulty? And we can be sure it will be all the same for us. Well, please do not deceive yourself. Spiritual life does not mean life without temptation, life without trial, life without problems. All the contrary. Spiritual life means spiritual battle. Spiritual life means fighting. Saint Augustine said once, "We cannot win the prize without fighting." Insofar as we are guided by the Spirit, we enter into the battlefield. And we are called to fight. Is that better than not fighting? Of course it is. Because if you think of the servants of evil, if you think of Satan's servants, they are obeying their master. And it is completely normal. They are not fighting against him because they obey him. I mean, it is very good news if you are not fighting, because that means you are obeying. You are obeying the prince of this world. If you are on this earth, if you are in this world and you are not fighting, that means that you are obeying the prince of this world. And that is very, very bad news for you. On the contrary, it is so good news that we are entering to the battlefield following our leader and master and general, which is Jesus Christ. We are following him. And the battle is the beginning of the victory. The battle is foretelling the victory that at some point we will reach, we will get, we will achieve. The Lenten season is the time when we become aware that this life is a battlefield. And we are called to fight, as Jesus did. But we are not alone. First of all, we are with Jesus. It was so different for him, because he was truly alone. And his only support, but that was everything he needed, his only support was the will and love and care of his Father. And he managed to win in those circumstances. Far easier is it for us, because we have Jesus along with us. We are not alone. And Jesus himself also could count on the help of the angels who ministered him. They are also fighting on our side, and they are also fighting against the same enemies we have. This is a good point to be recalled, that the enemies we have are the very same enemies the holy angels have. And that means the spiritual heavenly powers are fighting along with us. This is a spiritual battle, and the Holy Spirits, the spirits that were created by God and remained faithful to God, are fighting with us. I know for certain, I know very well, that this is not important for many people. They simply think of themselves as people with a call, with a plan, with a goal to be achieved. But that would be plain pride. If you disconnect yourself from your allies, you simply are becoming weaker. You are getting yourself weaker. And to become yourself weaker is a very fast track towards defeat. Call your allies. Your allies are Jesus Christ, all the saints, all the holy angels. Call your allies. You are not alone. In a deepest sense, we should realize that we are with others, because God's plan is not simply saving each one independently. Your salvation is linked to the salvation of your neighbor, and the salvation of your neighbor is linked with yours. I mean, this is a sort of net, and we are connected. And the more we realize that we are connected, the more we are strong with others. Sometimes we regard holiness as striving by all means, using every possible resource, but we forget the brothers. We forget our brothers and sisters. There is a net of evil, of wickedness. If we think, for example, of drug trade, if we think of how vices and sins become so popular, there is an evil net. There exists the net of evil, and all that is connected, and every point is connected with every other point in such a way that the person that is selling sin is making his or her own profit, and is connected with other and with other and with other. They are all connected. If there exists the net of evil, we must connect ourselves with others, with the saints, with the holy angels, with Jesus, and all together, well united as one holy body, because we all are one, well connected, very well linked, making just one body, we become the one Christ, the one cosmic Christ. We become the one holy body of Christ. Salvation is not an individual matter. Salvation is something that covers not only people, but the universe itself. Everything is connected with everything else. And the more we realize that God's plan covers all the universe, the more we connect ourselves to others, united in prayer, united in charity, united in goodwill, we are helping each other and we are strong. We are strong, strong enough to defeat the powers of evil. Let's continue this celebration, thanking God for His mercy, thanking God for the thrust of the Spirit, thanking God for our allies. We are no longer alone. We belong to the body of Christ, and all together, as one man, we are strong enough to defeat the powers of evil. Amen.